since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
We're going to talk high school basketball here today on the Coach's Corner. Some exciting news coming out of Carbon High School. A new girls basketball coach, and it's a familiar name, Jordan Blank, who was a graduate of Carbon High School about 10, 11 years ago. He spent some time at Mont Harmon. Now he's back at Carbon High, and he'll be taking over the girls basketball program for the upcoming season. He's joining us over the phone right now. Coach, it's great to get you on. Thank you again for taking out the time today, and congratulations on being named the new girls basketball coach.
Hey, awesome. Thank you, Jordan. It's great to be here talking to you, and I'm super pumped to be working with this girls basketball program this year.
Yeah, as you and I were talking about a little bit off of the cuff, I mean, you step into a program that's really been a well-oiled machine for as long as I can remember, going back to my high school days. I mean, this is just one of those programs that's very, very consistent, and they come with a lot of expectations.
They do, and well, and that's the thing. I was going through the region titles, other things like that, and I'm like, golly, this team is just, it's there. I mean, I went back as far as 05, and we have 9 region titles. We've got 2 state titles. We've got academic state titles, and so this team just wins, and so it's, I mean, stepping into this program, and thanks to Coach Cammy Carlson, Ted Bianco, Bruce Bean, Don Gressman, a lot of these guys and ladies have put this culture together, and so I mean, at this point, it's just continuing that legacy of what this program's been.
Yeah, Coach, I know that as far as culture is concerned, you're a big culture guy. I mean, I've talked and interviewed with you ever since you were a student-athlete at Carbon High School. I know you're a big culture guy. So for you to step in a position that already has a great culture, I'm not going to say that the job's already done, but it does. I know it gives you a leg up. It's something that you love. I mean, you've always been a big guy in talking about that.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, just walking into it and just the conversations having with the girls program, and they're like, you'd ask them years prior, who are you playing? Well, I don't know, but I know we're going to go win. And so having that attitude of, it doesn't matter who we're playing every single week, we're going to go out, give it our all, and just the momentum of knowing, hey, we've beat this team, they're scared of us, we're going to go in and go play our best basketball every single week. That's huge. And so just continuing that and having conversations with coaches prior, you know, Coach Cammy Carlson, she did a fantastic job. And having conversations, hey, what worked well for you? What, you know, what things worked? And so same thing with Coach Bianco, Coach Bean, and reaching out to former coaches and saying what worked well and continuing that. So that's kind of one of the biggest things I want to do is continue that. What worked well, because we don't need to reinvent the wheel at all here. I mean, it's been created. The girls love playing basketball. They love winning, and so it's just continuing that.
Coach, I want to talk about your prior experience. So once you graduated college, you immediately go to Mont Harmon, and I know you had your hand in a lot of things there, football, boys basketball, track and field. You were also the athletic director. You make that jump to the high school this year, and you've already assisted with boys basketball, track. I know you're helping out on the football field as well. What was the biggest adjustment for you going from that middle school age group to that high school age group, or was it pretty seamless?
I mean, there is a big jump in just athletic ability. I mean, they're still learning, they're growing, you're working more fundamentals at the middle school program. High school, I mean, you're still working and developing throughout the whole career there of those athletes, but the biggest thing is just the pressure that, you know, we've got to win now. I mean, it's fun, we want the girls to enjoy that at the middle school and also the boys, but, I mean, at the high school, we're here to win ball games, region titles, do things, and we want to create, you know, a lifelong learning experience for these girls of what hard work is. And so, I mean, girls are now getting ready to what's their plans after high school. You've got to kind of set goals for them, not only for sports, but just life. And so middle school, they're there, they're having a good time, not really sure what they want to do, but at high school it's like, oh no, I want to go in this career field, I want to do this, or maybe sports are in the option there too. And so it's a matter of just kind of working through those individual goals with each individual. So
as you get ready to embark on this new venture, Coach, is there a particular situation, maybe a particular role that you've had that you feel has prepared you for this that makes it to where, okay, this is just kind of it's another day for me? I mean, you've had so many assistant coaching jobs, head coaching jobs at the middle school level. Is there one in particular that stands out as preparing you for this?
I've got two, really. And so the first one, I got to thank Coach Butler, giving me a chance to work with his boys basketball program. He did a fabulous job. And the one thing that really stuck out is he was great at saying, hey, I need this job done. And so I was able to do a lot of the stats for him, submit the stats in, and do that part of the job, and seeing, you know, there's more than just coaching practices and stuff. There's a lot of extra work that has to be done. And so he was great at kind of just saying, hey, I need these jobs done. I need you to do these. And so he kind of gave me the experience of doing more than just what I've seen from assistant coaches. He kind of gave me a bigger role, and I really appreciate that, and learned a lot from him and what he did. And he was always great to send out texts and answer all of my questions. The other one, I got to thank Jimmy Jukes with track. And so track, we've been very successful with our track program, and the awesome thing is I've been able to work with a lot of our girls basketball team there during track, and just to develop that relationship. So I'm going into a program that culturally is just great. They want to win games, but then I also am a familiar face with a lot of these girls that have ran track. So getting to know them at a personal level there and setting some athletic goals during track, and same thing with Coach Jukes. He does a great job at, you know, trusting his assistant coaches and being able to just say, hey, this is something I want done. I want you guys to go and do that. And so he's done a great job at just kind of giving coaches their responsibility and moving forward as a whole coaching staff.
Again, our guest right now is Jordan Blank, new coach of the Carbon Lady Dino basketball program. Coach, you've said there's really no reason to reinvent the wheel, but I know every coach kind of has their own philosophies. What can we expect from this team now that you're leading the program? What are some of the philosophies of Coach Jordan Blank?
No, that's great. And the biggest thing, man defense. Like, I want to play a man defense when it's said and done. We've got to continue to be in the girls' face, pressuring them all the time. I love to pressure teams. You'll probably see a lot of full court pressure. We're going to be in great shape to do that. Just a very physical team. Offensively, I want to be able to, you know, spread the floor, let our athletes get to work there and kind of find those mismatches and just key on those. We've got some great motion offenses put into play already that I kind of want to continue with. And then our biggest thing is we've got to just cut down on turnovers. And so we're going to work a lot in the off season there and continue to work on our ball movement and making sure girls aren't standing in one spot there. But, you know, that it's a great group of young girls coming back. I've been looking at them. I've been watching game film already on them. And we've got some great young talent coming up. I mean, we've got Becca Swayze. She's very physical, hardworking. Maddie Ferguson is a great shooter. Bailey Curtis, she started for our team last year. And so I expect some great things out of her being a returning starter. Great rebounder, great hustler. Bailey Johnson, she's done a fabulous job working in the offseason, getting her shot ready and developed. She comes off the bench this last year and did a great job for us. J.C. Jensen, once again, just a phenomenal athlete. Ran the point guard for the team the last year, started for them. And so we're really going to lean towards her and her experiences. And then Sage Villa, another one that's come off the bench quite a bit. And so we've got a lot of young talent that have seen the court, but now we're just going to keep pushing that and continue to have that young talent coming through.
Coach, I know it's important to always have a feeder program and a successful one at that. What are your plans in that regard to keep the momentum going with what we have in Carbon County with girls basketball?
Yeah, I mean, they start at a very young age here in Carbon County playing some girls basketball, and so I want to feed off of that. If we can get you know, our middle school programs continuing to run what we're running at the high school. And I think meeting as a coaching staff, not only when I say coaching staff, I mean, you know, our middle school programs from both Helper and Mont Harmon, get those staffs involved. Hey, this is what we're running. This is what I want out of you. Here's some things that I want these girls to be able to do when they hit the high school level. And just getting our girls' faces out there. And we're going to run some youth camps. I want to run two youth camps with our girls' team, one in the summer and then one right during the season, just so these young girls, you know, second, third, fourth grade, all the way up, that they know the expectations of this program. We see a lot of them come to the games, and it's fun for them to watch, you know, the high school game and that high school experience there. But just to involve them a little bit more, have them, you know, be part of the team, have a T-shirt, you know, maybe we can do some things where, you know, if you came to our camp, we can get you in at a cheaper rate or get you in for free one game or something like that, where these girls get to be involved with the program at a very young age. I look at, we used to do this for our baseball program, and I remember as a young child going to all the baseball camps and getting to see, you know, all these high school baseball players and having them work with them, and they eventually became, you know, some of my heroes and kids I looked up to, and I want the same thing for these young Carbon girls basketball team and for our team, that they can be looked up to and be great role models in the community.
We can end with this, Coach. What's next now that you have been, you know, hired as the next head coach? And I know it's April already. It's amazing how fast time flies. We only got a month and a half left in the school year. What's next for you and some of the things that you got to get implemented relatively soon?
Yeah, I mean, the first one, and thanks to Coach Cammie Carlson, she did a great job with that program. She was very organized. I'm walking into a really good situation. She was great and already has the schedule completed, which is awesome. So that's one thing that's already checked off the list is, you know, our schedule is complete for the next year. We know who we're playing, what times, everything like that. So that was a big relief for me. The biggest thing right now is getting assistant coaches. So I've got two right now, and I'm looking for two more. So any interest, I mean, reach out to the school, reach out to me. We'd love to interview for assistant coaches there. And then on that, I mean, just meeting the team. So we're on spring break now, and so I'll let the girls, you know, have a great spring break, but come back when we come to school. I'm going to meet with them probably that first Monday when we're back in school, introduce myself, kind of go through, you know, our summer schedule, everything like that. So just get to know them, have the times open for when they can come into the gym. I expect them to come in and work in the off season. So as long as they have those dates and times, I think that's a crucial thing. And then also a parent meeting. I think it's nice to have a schedule ready for parents. I mean, they're kids. They want to get out. They want to do other things besides just sports. And so if I can have a schedule for the off season, the season, and hopefully go into the next off season for the parents, just for vacation purposes, things like that, that's kind of the biggest thing there. Our summer camps we're looking at. Right now we're going to go to USU Eastern. The Warburtons put on a fabulous camp there, and so we've always went to that one for the girls' program. It's a great opportunity. It's right in our backyard, so we'll do that, and then we're also looking at a couple other summer camps too. So that's another big checklist for me.
A lot to do, Coach, but I know it's a very exciting time. It's great to get you on and talk about the girls' basketball program. I know we're going to have several more conversations in the very near future, but again, congratulations, Coach, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from you.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it, and thank you for all you do and the coverage you give our Carbon Athletics. We appreciate everything you do.
I really appreciate that, Coach. Thank you so much. That's Jordan Blank, new girls basketball coach at Carbon High School. Great to get him on. Looking forward to more conversations in the very near future. We've got to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We are live from the Sutherland Studios, and it's here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.